A metal sink shocks a tech on a rainy afternoon. The breaker stays set. The fault hides in plain sight, riding bonded piping and steel instead of racing home on a low impedance path. You step in kill power and test. The neutral is tied to metal in a subpanel where it should float. The water pipe is bonded at the service, but the electrode is weak and the clamps are loose. One turn of a green screw at the wrong place turned the building into part of the circuit. Grounding stabilizes the system to earth. Bonding ties every touchable metal piece to the same potential, so a fault slams the breaker fast. Do both right, and shocks stop, panels stay quiet, and inspectors pass your work on the first visit. This series gives you the checks, the numbers, and the photos that prove it. Chapter 1. Faults need a fast path. Hook, one line. Give faults a fast metal path home, and keep people out of the current. Scope. This chapter builds your foundation. You will learn what grounding does and what bonding does. You will learn the safe fault path and how breakers clear. No sizing rules here. No electrode menus. No subpanel practices. Only purpose and language you will use in the field. Safety. Stand down live work until you verify. Wear eye protection and gloves when you open equipment. Lock out and tag out before you remove dead fronts. Use a meter you have proven good. Treat every enclosure as live until you check. Tools and materials. Insulated screwdriver set, infrared thermometer for quick hot spot scans, digital multimeter with a known good lead set, non-contact voltage tester for a quick screen, labels, and a fine tip marker. Setup. Confirm the main disconnect is open. Prove your meter with a known live source, then verify absence of voltage at the work, then retest the live source. This is live-dead-live. Remove the panel cover with care. Keep screws in a container. Steps. Say the two jobs out loud. Grounding stabilizes the electrical system to earth. Bonding ties all exposed metal parts together and back to the source. Trace the safe fault path. A fault on a metal case must travel on metal conductors back to the source and trip the overcurrent device fast. Find the equipment grounding conductor. This is the conductor that bonds cases and raceways and brings fault current home. Find the grounding electrode conductor. This is the conductor that connects the service to the grounding electrode system at Earth. Mark the difference between Earth and the fault path. Earth is not your return for clearing faults. Earth stabilizes voltage. The equipment grounding path clears faults. Learn the names you will see. Equipment grounding conductor, grounding electrode conductor, grounding electrode system, main bonding jumper, system bonding jumper, bonding bushing, bonding jumper. Link breakers to bonding. Breakers trip when fault current is high and fast. Fault current is high and fast when all metal is bonded together with a low impedance path back to the source. Close the loop in your mind. Source to load to case to equipment grounding conductor to service to source. That is the raceway for faults. People are not in that loop when bonding is correct. Verify. Say the path out loud while you point to it. Source to load to case to equipment grounding conductor to the service back to source. Confirm the grounding electrode conductor lands at the service and continues unbroken to the grounding electrode system. Confirm the equipment grounding bar is tied to the enclosure at the service. Do not move any bonding screw yet. You are learning the map. Common fails. Calling Earth the return path. It is not. Mixing the words neutral, ground, and bond. They are not the same. Assuming a metal raceway is bonded when a concentric knockout breaks the path. Document. Take a clear photo of the service interior. Label the neutral bar, the equipment grounding bar, the main bonding jumper if visible, the grounding electrode conductor, and the raceways. Take one wide shot and two close shots. Note the panel make and the disconnect rating. Write one line that states the safe fault path. Recap. Grounding stabilizes the system to earth. Bonding ties all metal together so faults trip breakers fast. Earth is not your fault return. Metal is your fault return. Chapter 2. Build the electrode system at the service. Hook, one line. Tie the service to earth with a clean, continuous electrode system and pass on the first visit. Scope. You will identify legal electrodes at the service and connect them into one electrode system. You will drive and space rods, land a continuous grounding electrode conductor, and use listed connectors. You will bond the metal water piping near the point of entry. You will not decide neutral bonding in this chapter. Safety. Stand clear of live parts. Verify power is off with live-dead-live. Wear eye and hand protection. Use hearing protection when driving rods. Call before you dig. Keep clear of buried gas lines and utilities. Tools and materials: rotary hammer or ground rod driver, sledge, shovel, listed ground rod clamps rated for direct burial, exothermic kit, or irreversible compression tools if splicing, torque wrench with hex bits, labels, fine tip marker, tape measure, hammer drill anchors as needed, bare copper conductors sized by local code, two ground rods 8 feet long, copper bonded or stainless, listed water pipe bonding clamp. Setup: walk the service. Log what you have. Look for concrete encased steel, structural steel, a metal underground water pipe, and a place to drive rods. Plan a single continuous path for the grounding electrode conductor from the service to every present electrode. Pre-stage clamps and hardware. Mark where you will bond the metal water piping near entry. Steps: identify the electrodes you have. Check for a concrete encased electrode in the footing, structural steel that is effectively grounded, a metal underground water pipe, and a location for one or two rods. Plan the continuous route. Choose a path for the grounding electrode conductor that reaches each electrode without a splice. If you must splice, use an irreversible compression connector or an exothermic weld. Install or expose the concrete encased electrode if present. Land a number 4 copper to the rebar stub or tie point using a method allowed for concrete contact. Keep the connection accessible. Drive the first ground rod. Drive it full length, so at least 8 feet is in the soil. If you will not test the resistance to earth, plan a second rod now and mark a spot at least 6 feet away in any direction. Drive the second rod where planned. Keep the separation at 6 feet or more. In dry soil, go farther if you can. Keep tops flush or below grade with a listed cap. Terminate the grounding electrode conductor to each rod with a listed direct burial clamp. Do not double lug unless the clamp is listed for more than one conductor. Do not depend on solder. Tighten to the listed torque. Bond the metal underground water pipe near the point of entry. Use a listed clamp on clean pipe. Run a bonding jumper sized by local code from the service bonding point to that clamp. Do not rely on flexible connectors that break continuity. Bond structural steel if it is effectively grounded. Use a listed lug or exothermic connection at an accessible joint. Protect the conductor from physical damage on the way down the wall. Verify. Confirm the grounding electrode conductor is continuous from the service to the electrode system. If you used a splice, confirm it is irreversible or exothermic. Measure the distance between rods. It must be at least 6 feet. Confirm each rod is 8 feet in the soil. If you test resistance with a clamp-on or a 3-point method and see more than 25 ohms on a single rod, install the second rod as planned. Record torque on all terminations. Common fails and fixes. Only one rod with no test. Fix by adding a second rod at least 6 feet away or by testing and proving 25 ohms or less. A non-listed clamps or clamps not rated for direct burial. Fix by replacing with clamps marked for direct soil contact and for the specific metals joined. Using interior water piping far from the entry to interconnect electrodes. Fix by bonding the water pipe near the entry and keeping any interconnection within the limits of local code. Split bolt splices on the grounding electrode conductor. Fix by replacing with an irreversible compression connector or an exothermic weld. Rod tops left above grade and unprotected. Fix by driving flush and installing a listed cap or a box for access. Paint, corrosion, or tape under clamps. Fix by cleaning to bright metal and reclamping to torque. Document: take a wide shot of the service with the grounding electrode conductor path. Take a close photo of each electrode connection, showing the clamp and the metal. Photo the two rods with a tape measure on the soil to show separation. Photo the water pipe bond near entry. Log conductor sizes, clamp part markings, and torque values. Note soil conditions and whether you tested resistance or installed two rods by rule. Recap: build one continuous electrode system and use listed connectors. A drive two rods 6 feet apart if you do not test, or if the single rod tests above 25 ohms. Bond the metal water piping near entry and bring all electrodes back to the service on a clear path. Chapter 3: bond once at the service, isolate downstream. Hook, one line, make the neutral to case bond once at the service, then keep neutrals floating everywhere else. Scope: you will set the single bonding point at the service. You will confirm the main bonding jumper. You will keep neutrals isolated in all downstream equipment. You will not size feeders or install bushings in this chapter. You will only set the rule that keeps fault current off building metal. Safety: power down and lockout. Prove your meter on a known live source. Verify absence of voltage where you will work. Retest the known live source. Wear eye protection and insulated gloves. Treat every enclosure as live until proven otherwise. Tools and materials: flashlight, torque screwdriver or torque wrench with bits, digital multimeter, continuity tester with leads, labels, fine tip marker, manufacturer's instructions for the service equipment. Setup: identify the service disconnecting means. Open the dead front. Find the grounded conductor bar. Find the equipment grounding bar. Look for the factory bonding, means that ties the grounded conductor to the service enclosure. Steps: choose the one place you will bond. That place is the service disconnect enclosure. Find the main bonding jumper. It may be a screw, a strap, a wire, or a bus. It must tie the grounded conductor to the service enclosure. Confirm the bond is present and secure. Tighten only to the listed torque. Do not add a second jumper. Trace the grounded conductor. It must be routed with the ungrounded conductors into the service disconnect. It must land on the grounded bar that is bonded to the enclosure at this service. Close the service. Move to a downstream panel. Open the dead front. Check the neutral bar for isolation. It must be insulated from the cabinet. Remove any green bonding screw. Remove any strap to the cabinet. Provide a separate equipment grounding bar in that downstream panel if needed. Bond that bar to the cabinet. Land equipment grounding conductors on that bar only. Keep neutrals on the isolated neutral bar only. Repeat this check for every downstream panel. The neutral floats. Only the equipment grounding conductors bond to the box. Flag any transformer or generator as a separately derived system to handle later. You will set that bond at the source of that system, not here. Verify. In the service, read continuity between the neutral bar and the cabinet with power off. You should read a solid bond through the main bonding jumper. In each downstream panel, read no continuity between the neutral bar and the cabinet until you connect the equipment grounding bar. Confirm that equipment grounds and the cabinet are bonded and the neutral is isolated. Common fails and fixes: bonding screw left in a subpanel. Fix by removing the screw and adding a bonded equipment grounding bar. Neutral to case strap in a downstream panel. Fix by removing the strap and relanding equipment grounds on a bonded bar. Second bond at a meter or a disconnect ahead of the service equipment without a clear plan. Fix by identifying the true service disconnect and ensuring the single neutral to case bond is only there. Document: photo the service interior showing the main bonding jumper. Photo each downstream panel showing the isolated neutral bar and the bonded equipment grounding bar. Label the service enclosure as the bonding point. Note torque values used. Keep a short note that neutrals are isolated downstream. Recap: a bond neutral to the service enclosure once. Isolate neutrals in every downstream panel. Keep equipment grounds on a bonded bar. Keep the neutral floating. Chapter 4: Subpanels and Other Buildings. Hook, one line. Feed subpanels with four conductors, float the neutral, and keep the fault path on metal. Scope: you will run feeders to subpanels in the same building and to detached buildings. You will isolate neutrals, bond enclosures, and keep a continuous equipment grounding path. You will add an electrode system at detached buildings. You will not size conductors or breakers here. Safety: lockout and tagout. Prove your meter live, then dead, then live again. Wear eye and hand protection. Use hearing protection when drilling or driving rods. Call before you dig for underground runs. Tools and materials: feeder conductors or cable, equipment grounding conductor, insulated neutral bar kit, equipment grounding bar kit, bonding bushings with jumpers, lock nuts and plastic bushings, antioxidant for aluminum, torque screwdriver or torque wrench with bits, labels, fine tip marker, two ground rods 8 feet long, listed direct burial clamps. Setup: plan a clean route from the source to the subpanel. Check the panel can accept an isolated neutral bar. Check for concentric knockouts that may need bonding bushings. For a detached building, pick a rod location and the shortest protected path for the grounding electrode conductor inside the structure. Steps: pull four conductors for every feeder. Two ungrounded conductors, one grounded conductor, and one equipment grounding conductor. Keep colors clear and continuous end to end. In the subpanel, isolate the neutral. Install the neutral bar on insulators. Remove any green bonding screw. Remove any strap that ties the neutral bar to the cabinet. Add a separate equipment grounding bar. Bond this bar to the cabinet. Land all equipment grounding conductors and metal raceway bonds on this bar only. Bond around concentric knockouts. If the raceway enters through concentric or eccentric rings, install a bonding bushing and jumper it to the equipment grounding bar to keep a low impedance path. Terminate the feeder. Land the two ungrounded conductors on the main lugs or breaker. Land the neutral on the isolated bar. Land the equipment grounding conductor on the bonded bar. Torque to the listed values. Label the subpanel. Mark neutrals isolated. Equipment grounds bonded. Add circuit directory entries that match the work. At a detached building, install a grounding electrode system. Drive two rods at least 6 feet apart when you do not test. Bond the building disconnect and the equipment grounding bar to the electrode system with a grounding electrode conductor. Tie all metal at the detached building to the same point. Bond metal water piping and gas piping with a size jumper to the equipment grounding bar. Bond communication and surge devices to the same bar so everything sits at one potential. Verify, with power off, read continuity between the equipment grounding bar and the cabinet. It should be solid. Read no continuity between the neutral bar and the cabinet. At the detached building, confirm the equipment grounding conductor from the feeder is landed and continuous, and confirm the grounding electrode conductor is continuous to the rods. Measure rod spacing. It should be at least 6 feet. Common fails and fixes. 3-conductor feeder with a bonded neutral in the subpanel. Fix by pulling an equipment grounding conductor, isolating the neutral, and moving grounds to a bonded bar, relying on ground rods as the fault return. Fix by running a proper equipment grounding conductor with the feeder and using rods only as the electrode system. Concentric knockouts left without a bonding jumper. Fix by installing a bonding bushing and a jumper to the equipment grounding bar. Neutrals and grounds under the same screw. Fix by separating them and landing each on the correct bar. Document. Photo the isolated neutral bar with the bonding screw removed. Photo the equipment grounding bar and its bond to the cabinet. Photo the bonding bushing and jumper at a concentric knockout. For detached buildings, photo both rods with a tape measure on the soil line to show spacing, and photo the grounding electrode conductor terminations. Log torque values and conductor sizes. Recap. Run 4 conductors to every subpanel. Float the neutral, bond the cabinet and all equipment grounds. Detached buildings get an electrode system, but rods do not clear faults. Chapter 5, Bond Equipment and Piping. Hook, 1 line. If you can touch the metal, bond it so a fault goes home on copper, not through a person. Scope. You will decide when a metal raceway counts as the grounding path and when it does not. You will add a wire-type equipment grounding conductor in non-metallic raceways. You will bond motors, condensers, and water heaters. You will bond gas piping with a size jumper. You will tie communications and surge devices to the same point. No brand endorsements. Follow local code. Safety. Power down and lock out. Prove your meter live, then dead, then live again. Wear eye protection and gloves. Sheet metal edges are sharp. Treat all piping as if it can carry current until you bond it. Tools and materials. Torque wrench with bits, listed bonding bushings with jumpers, listed pipe bonding clamps, number 6 copper for common jumpers, equipment grounding conductors sized by the overcurrent device, abrasive pad for cleaning, labels, fine tip marker. Setup, walk the run. Note each raceway type. Note every enclosure, motor, condenser, water heater, and metal piping run. Find the closest bonded bar or intersystem bonding termination. Plan 1 short, direct bonding path to that point. Steps. Decide on the grounding path. Metal raceways like rigid, intermediate, and EMT can serve as the equipment grounding path when installed with listed fittings and kept continuous. If the raceway is non-metallic, plan a wire-type equipment grounding conductor with the circuit. Check flexible metal. If using flexible metal conduit as the grounding path, keep the total flexible length short, listed fittings tight, and the circuit at 20 amperes or less. If the flex is stainless, or if the equipment moves or vibrates, pull a wire-type equipment grounding conductor. Bond around weak spots. Where concentric or eccentric knockouts could break continuity, install a bonding bushing and jumper it to the equipment grounding bar. Land the wire-type equipment grounding conductor. In PVC or other non-metallic raceways, run a copper or aluminum equipment grounding conductor with the circuit and land it on the bonded bar. Keep it continuous. Bond motors and condensing units. Clean the lug pad to bright metal. Land the equipment grounding conductor on the motor frame or unit lug. Torque to spec. Confirm the raceway or wire bond is continuous back to the panel. Bond water heaters. The branch circuit equipment grounding conductor bonds the metal case. If you must bond metal water piping, use a listed clamp on clean pipe and size the jumper by the circuit most likely to energize that piping. Bond gas piping. If the gas appliance has a branch circuit with an equipment grounding conductor, that conductor bonds the piping through the appliance. For corrugated stainless tubing, or when local code calls for it, install a bonding jumper, not smaller than number 6 copper, from the gas piping to the grounding electrode system or the equipment grounding bar. Tie in communications and surge devices. Terminate communications bonding conductors at the intersystem bonding termination or the same grounding electrode system. Mount surge protective devices close to the gear and keep leads short and straight to the neutral or equipment grounding point. Verify. With power off, read continuity from each enclosure, motor frame, and bonded pipe back to the equipment grounding bar. Wiggle fittings and recheck. For surge devices, measure and record lead length. Short and straight is the target. For gas piping, confirm the clamp is tight and the jumper lands at the grounding electrode system or bonded bar. Common fails and fixes. Are relying on PVC to clear faults. Fix by pulling a wire-type equipment grounding conductor with the circuit. A long flexible whips used as the only bond. Fix by adding a wire-type equipment grounding conductor or shortening the flex within limits. A gas piping bonded in the wrong place or with undersized wire. Fix by landing a number 6 copper at the allowed point and documenting it. Document. Photo each bond point before and after cleaning. Photo the bonding bushing and jumper at any concentric knockout. Photo the gas piping clamp with the conductor route visible. Label the destination bar or intersystem bonding termination. Log jumper sizes, lug torque, and any lead lengths for surge devices. Recap. Use metal raceways as the bond only when listed, continuous, and within limits. Pull a wire-type equipment grounding conductor in non-metallic raceways and for long or moving flex. Bond gas, comms, and surge gear to the same grounding system so everything sits at one potential. Chapter 6. Verify and test. Hook, one line, trust the meter, not your eyes. Scope, you will prove a safe path with readings and photos. You will use Live Dead Live to stay safe. You will test continuity on the equipment grounding path. You will measure resistance to earth with clamp-on or three-point methods. You will log torque and label work. You will not size conductors here. Safety, lockout and tagout. Test your meter on a known live source, then the work, then the live source again. Wear eye protection and insulated gloves. Keep probe steady. Do not bypass covers you need for safe testing. Tools and materials. Digital multimeter with continuity and low ohms range, clamp-on ground resistance tester, two temporary test electrodes and leads for the three-point method, plug-in receptacle tester, insulated screwdrivers, calibrated torque tool, labels, fine tip marker, phone or camera. Setup. Walk the path you will test. Pick accessible bond points. If you plan a three-point test, mark two temporary electrode spots in a straight line from the rod or ring. Clear dirt and paint from clamps and lugs so you get metal to metal. Steps. Prove absence of voltage. Do live dead live. Test a known live source. Test the work. Retest the known live source. Speak each result out loud. Check continuity of the equipment grounding path. With power off, read from the farthest metal enclosure back to the equipment grounding bar. Target is near 0 ohms with a solid wiggle-free reading. Confirm isolation of the neutral downstream. Read between the neutral bar and the cabinet in each subpanel. The target is open. If you read continuity, hunt the stray bond. Use a plug-in tester only as a quick screen. If it flags a problem, confirm with your meter. Do not pass or fail a job on a plug-in light pattern alone. Measure resistance to earth with a clamp-on tester when the electrode is part of a loop. Clamp around the grounding electrode conductor and record the ohms. If the loop is not complete, plan the three-point method. Run the three-point method when needed. Drive the current probe about 100 feet out in line with the electrode. drive the potential probe about 62% of that distance. Take three spaced readings by moving the potential probe a few feet each way. Average the stable values. Log soil condition and moisture. Decide on rods by rule or by reading. If you do not test a single rod, install a second rod at least 6 feet away. If you test a single rod and read 25 ohms or less, a second rod is not required in many jurisdictions. Follow local code. Record torque on terminations. Tighten lugs to the listed value using a calibrated tool. Write the value you used next to the photo set. Verify, recheck continuity after any fix. For clamp-on readings, take a second reading after re-tightening clamps. For three-point tests, confirm the curve is flat around the 62% point. Write the final ohms, the date, the weather, and the meter model. Confirm labels are in place. Common fails and fixes. Relying on a plug-in tester. Fix by confirming with a meter and tracing the equipment grounding path. Reading continuity through parallel paths. Fix by lifting one conductor at a time until you isolate the intended bond. High resistance to earth on a lone rod in dry soil. Fix by installing a second rod at least 6 feet away or improving the electrode system as allowed by local code. A loose lugs. Fix by cleaning to bright metal and torquing to the marked value with a calibrated tool. Document. Photo the meter during live dead live. Photo continuity from a far enclosure to the equipment grounding bar. Photo the clamp-on reading at the grounding electrode conductor. For the three-point test, photo the layout with tape measures to the current and potential probes. Photo each lug with the torque tool in frame. Label photos with location and values. Recap. Approve safe with live dead live. Continuity and isolation readings tell you where current will go. For earth resistance, clamp on if you have a loop. Use three-point when you do not. Log ohms, torque, and photos. Chapter 7. Troubleshoot and document. Hook, one line, find stray bonds, stop objectionable current, and leave a quiet system. Scope, you will track shock, hum, or nuisance trips to their cause. You will remove unwanted neutral bonds downstream. You will fix weak connections and bad clamps. You will build a clear photo record and a simple as built diagram. Safety, power down and lock out. Prove your meter live, then dead, then live again. Wear eye protection and insulated gloves. Treat every enclosure as live until you test it. Tools and materials. Digital multimeter with low ohms, clamp ammeter that reads down to tenths of an ampere, non-contact voltage tester, torque screwdriver or torque wrench, abrasive pad, listed bonding bushings and jumpers, listed pipe clamps, labels, fine tip marker. Setup. Start at the service and move outward panel by panel. Note where the main bonding jumper lives. List each subpanel and major load. Plan to test isolation at each neutral bar and continuity on each equipment grounding path. Steps. Confirm the single bond. Open the service. Find the main bonding jumper. Tighten to listed torque. Write the location on a label inside the door. Check each subpanel. Neutral bar must be isolated. Remove any green screw or strap to the cabinet. Add a bonded equipment grounding bar if missing. Land equipment grounds on that bar. Hunt bootleg grounds. Open suspect receptacles. If a short jumper ties neutral to the yoke, remove it. Land the equipment grounding conductor on the correct bar at the panel. Look for shared neutral traps. On multi-wire branch circuits, confirm the handle tie or two-pole breaker. If neutrals share and a handle tie is missing, add it so fault current does not ride the neutral in odd ways. Bond around weak spots. Where feeders enter through concentric or eccentric rings, install a bonding bushing with a jumper to the equipment grounding bar. Clean and tighten. Remove corrosion and paint under clamps and lugs. Shine to bright metal. Torque every termination to the marked value and log it. Tie in other systems. Confirm gas piping bonds where required. Confirm the communications bond at the intersystem bonding termination. Keep surge device leads short and straight to the grounding point. Test for objectionable current. With loads on, clamp the equipment grounding conductor leaving a subpanel. Target is near 0 amperes in normal service. If you read steady current, find and remove a stray neutral bond downstream. Verify. Read open between each neutral bar and cabinet with power off. Read solid continuity from each cabinet and equipment grounding bar back to the service. Clamp the equipment grounding conductor again after fixes. The reading should drop near 0 amperes. Trip test one ground fault device and one arc fault device after work. Reset and log the result. Common fails and fixes. Neutral bonded in a subpanel. Fix by isolating the neutral and adding a bonded equipment grounding bar. Bootleg ground at a receptacle. Fix by removing the jumper and pulling a real equipment grounding conductor if needed. A loose or corroded clamps on rods or water pipe. Fix by cleaning to bright metal and reclamping to torque. A long surge device leads that add noise. Fix by shortening leads and landing at the nearest approved point. Document. Take a wide photo at the service with the main bonding jumper visible. Photo each subpanel showing neutral isolation and the bonded equipment grounding bar. Photo each repaired clamp and each bonding bushing with the jumper path in frame. Record torque values, meter models, and all readings. Draw one line as built grounding diagram that shows the service, the grounding electrode conductor, each electrode, and each panel bond. Date and sign your log. Recap. One bond at the service, neutrals float downstream, grounds bond to metal. Fix weak links with bright metal and torque to spec. Prove a quiet system with clamp readings near zero and a clean photo record.